The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What do you like about corn?
It's corn! A big corn that knocks. It has the juice. I can imagine the most beautiful thing. It's corn! I can tell you all about it. I mean, look at this thing. When I try to get out of anything,
fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four.
I had to play the cute kid singing about corn because I didn't have dirty old egg-sucking dog or you can't roller skate in a buffalo herd or couldn't get my head hurts, my feet stink, and I don't love Jesus by Jimmy Buffett because...
Right.
Welcome to National Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day, everybody. And
is that not every day?
Is that not every day would be an accurate term. From the woman who sang the song, Putting On My Boots. I know. Putting my boots on.
Gonna put my boots on.
Do you know the lyrics to that, by the way? Like, if you were just to improvise right now? Because, you know, there was no bridge. There was no chorus. It
was a very popular song.
It was very popular. Mm-hmm. As we had her and someone wrote a song that she sang and performed here on the Mark and Kim Show. One of the quirkiest country music
recorded
songs.
Recorded and professionally produced.
Professionally produced. Is that the word for it?
Yeah.
Do you remember the lyrics at all?
I'm gonna put my boots on, gonna have a real good time.
Gosh. Yeah? You know what she needs?
I'm gonna have to...
You know what she needs?
Study up on that.
She needs to be like Drake and Lil Wayne, your two favorites.
Okay.
Because they needed a teleprompter.
Oh.
Lil Wayne needs a teleprompter. You need a teleprompter for your own song.
Yeah.
A teleprompter?
Probably at this point.
A teleprompter?
Well, he doesn't write his lyrics.
What does that have to do with remembering his lyrics?
Well, I mean, it's easier to remember when you write it down.
So he's performed any of his songs countless times.
Those you should remember, yes. There's no excuse for that.
He's not like doing a melody of Adele songs, or a medley, I should say, of Adele songs. He's singing his own song. Wheezy was at Drake's surprise guest at a show. And fans noticed a little something. Lil Wayne on stage with his teleprompter. Huh? You don't know your own songs? I thought you never forgot your own songs. Oh, wait a minute. Good morning, Kim. She got eight words out of it.
Well, did I write it or did...
Did you write it?
No, I thought...
How do you not know if you wrote your own... How do you not know?
I thought Dude wrote it.
Dude wrote it?
You Ray. Wrote it? Wasn't his name Ray?
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
Wow, have you just woken up?
No, I haven't. I've been... No.
Okay. I'm
bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
You know, Ray. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ray.
The one who did the music for it and everything.
Yeah, I'll say. Nonetheless, you know, it's Quirky Country Song Title Day. We miss out on stuff like I Still Like Baloney. I don't have internet
connection. That's a real song?
I don't have internet connection. I would have played a clip of all these, but our internet is down in the building. I Still Like Baloney by Alan Jackson.
That sounds like a song for you. You like bologna sandwiches, fried bologna. Yeah.
Not even fried bologna. I'll eat fried bologna, but I just take a regular slice of bologna and put it two pieces of white bread, a little mayonnaise and cheese. I'm
and
happy.
It's a certain thickness you like.
That's what she said. Do You Want Fries With That by Tim McGraw and You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly by Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty. Are the,
one of the classics.
The top five or six quirky country music song titles on Quirky Country Music Song Title Today. On Quirky Country Music Song Title Day, is Sarah Evans a country legend?
You know, at one time, she was very popular. Now,
she's
you used
popular.
To talk about her quite a bit. Yeah, you used to talk about her quite a bit.
We did a bit 15, 20 years ago at a time when... there's a lot of good looking country artists. There was a lot of good looking pop artists. And we did who's got the better looking singers, top 40 radio or country radio. And I remember putting Sarah Evans at the top of the list.
She's a lovely woman.
Oh, and she's got still a lovely rack that won't quit. Let's just not lie about it. All right. At least she did. Now she's got a podcast because, you know, everybody can do what we do. And she's just sitting there with a microphone. She's not even like talking to somebody. She's just talking. I watched about 6 minutes of it this morning. I was like, oof, terrible. And what has happened to her face? Oh, my God. Would these women just age gracefully? Please, you're a beautiful woman. Stop it. You'd be beautiful like you are. Just stop. But no. Oh, here's where we get into the country part of this, though, this whole thing. And
her life's gone country.
The suds in a bucket singer who filed for divorce from former Alabama quarterback Jay Barker back in 2021 after 13 years of marriage are now back together. Forgetting, of course, the fact that at one point he tried to run her over with a car.
Oh. Toxic.
Yeah. Things turned especially sour.
It was ugly.
Between Sarah, I can't even do the whistle anymore, the bleep whistle, Sarah Boom Boom Evans and Jay Barker. In January of 2022, when Barker was arrested after he tried to ram his car into the car that was driven by Sarah Evans.
And was it one of her kids with her or something at that time? Or
the former college football player was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And in her new podcast, which is just her sitting there talking and talking and talking.
She's a talker.
Well, she must be, but she doesn't do it very well.
Hmm.
Have a thought, work the thought out. She should call herself Tangent Broadcast because it's simply she started one thing and then she started talking about, it's over here. It's just like, oh my God, focus, please, focus. She talked about it tirelessly during this podcast, and now what else is she going to podcast about? I mean, if you think about it. So do you get back together with the person that has tried to run you over with a vehicle?
I'm thinking no.
No.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Did you give up the 1964 Chevy Chevelle to your first husband because he attempted to drive over you with it at any point?
No.
No. You just gave it up.
I just gave it up.
A classic muscle car of the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
Here. Take it.
I just left it.
Take this Chevelle that will be worth $100,000 later on in life. Take it. Mm. I hate you, but take this classic muscle car. And it has nothing to do with him trying to run you over with it.
No.
Okay. You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. Did you try to run him over with it? That's the...
if I thought about it at the time.
Costco. Oh, Costco. Where have you gone? Because I noticed while I was waiting in line on the last two occasions I was there, they're not checking the back of... they're not looking for membership cards before you scan and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, of course, a way of cracking down to make sure that the picture on the card, on the membership card, whether it's on the back of your credit card or just as an individual membership card, is with the person who's got the card in hand, unlike what Yes Man does.
Oh, yeah. Do you hear the tone of the voice?
Yeah. It's okay.
And so I've noticed that, and I'm like... And then I got home and realized that when I bought a sample of ravioli, the sample lady gave me some ravioli. It was really good. So she had them right there. I bought it, got it home, and boom, molded over. Costco, oh, Costco. Where have you gone? Where have you gone? Now here's the headline. Costco cracks down on food court seating, allowing only paying members to sit at tables. So you're telling me until now? Costco is able to keep our prices low as possible because our membership fees help offset our operational expenses. And one of their operational expenses is the $1.50 all-beef hot dog and 20-ounce soda with refill, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you like Pepsi. Yeah. And I have to buy the 25-cent water.
You know I'm a Coca-Cola person. Pepsi doesn't excite mm-hmm. me.
Yeah, if you plan on dining at Costco, be prepared to make sure you have proof of membership. Don't you?
I didn't need proof of membership.
Shut up.
No, they didn't have a napkin.
I know we don't use shut up on this show, but shut up. Put that on my list of phrases.
Shut up.
Shut
up. Starting next year's list.
Next year's list of Mark's overused phrases. Shut up. According to multiple reports, the retail company is cracking down on the rules and regulations and making sure that only their paying customers receive certain benefits, such as access to its food courts and its amazing $1.50 hot dog special.
Sam's has great deals on their food as well.
Oh, your handmaiden, by the way, your lady in waiting,
yeah,
has texted into the program about seeing Sam's Club, you know, slumming.
It's not slumming.
Where she finds moldy refrigerated meat.
Well, apparently you found that at your Costco, too.
An anomaly.
I've never found that at my Sam's. Anomaly. Well, I've never had that. And
you bring in, you're used to expired food. What do you know about expired food? Have you seen what you brought into this radio station?
I know I'm not eating moldy meat.
You don't know that. I'll bet you're clueless.
My husband handles all the meat in our house, and it's not moldy.
Really? Tell me more. You and your double entendres.
He's the meat master.
Oh, my gosh. Anything else you'd like to sneak into the program about Wreck-It Ralph?
No.
Ralph. Stop it. As of April, the Costco membership will be required, as it said. Oh, excuse me. Effective April 8th, 2024. An active Costco membership card will be required to purchase items in our food court. It wasn't previous to this?
I mean, they didn't check
me. How are you getting into the food court without checking in first with your membership card? Like when I scan out, they got to boop the membership card on the back.
Yeah.
All right. They boop it. And then I pay with the same card.
I always thought they assumed if you were in the club, you'd already had your card checked, so they just let you have the food. That's what happens at Sam's.
Then why, if you're already in, why do they make you boop on the back of the card before they'll let you ring out?
Clearly, they've not been doing that for him and others because you said you noticed they weren't checking.
You're conflating things. It's checking it with your eyes to see if it's the person in the picture. And then, look, he may be holding a membership card that's active and it will get booped, but I'm saying the picture's not him. Or his girlfriend.
But you said this last time. You've noticed that they weren't doing that. You yourself said that.
What I'm saying, though, is, follow along. They won't check your membership before you buy the food in the food court. They will before you purchase the regular groceries and stuff.
Yeah.
But then you walk over and want to get a hot dog. You don't have to show your membership. So I guess people are sneaking in where you make your returns, where there's nobody to check your membership. That's where they're sneaking in, going right straight to the food court, past customer service and Nancy.
Or they're not shopping at all. They're just walking in with whatever card they have and not doing returns or anything.
That's what I just said. They're walking in the returns door, walking right past customer service.
Well, I thought you meant they were making
going
returns.
To the food court. No, darling. They're just walking past and going straight to the food court.
Well, that's easy enough to do.
And taking advantage. Taking advantage.
I may test that April 8th or a little bit after. See if I could sneak in there and go to the food court.
Not to overuse a phrase, but please, they're in public at the Costco. Please don't make me take you down to Chinatown. Because I might take you down to Sam's. I'll just drop you off.
We'll welcome you.
With the rest of the cheaters and scammers.
What a cheater.
Slummers. So remember when you want to start bitching about America, when you want to start complaining about things, remember the freedoms we have here as opposed to North Korea, where they take for their state television a 15-minute gardening segment from a man named Alan Titmarsh. And he has to have the bottom part of his body obscured by digital mosaic. They pixelate the lower half of his body because Alan, 74, dares to wear blue jeans, a symbol of Western and American imperialism. And they do not allow jeans in North Korea, nor seen on television.
So not even shorts or anything. It's just jeans, long jeans.
Yes, because I don't know what shorts have to do with American imperialism. You know, remember Kim Jong-un loves the NBA basketball, drives around in American vehicles and stuff like that. But no!
Nobody else can.
Remember, they have approved haircuts in North Korea.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And they're lovely.
That's right. You iPhone users who love everything just as it is in a box, you know, no creativity. No,
yes, we do.
No widgets. No nothing like that. North Koreans, all of yous.
We can all message each other. We can all talk back and forth.
Yeah, but look at your phone, though. Look at how every phone looks just the same, just like all the haircuts. And you've got the North Korean haircut phone is what you've got. Nonetheless, this guy looks ridiculous, and they do. They digitize his pants.
Because it's jeans.
Because, of course, I would love somebody to do that to me, too. I'd love to have my pants digitized. Probably feel pretty good, but, you know.
I'm curious if you all do the same thing with your hands that I do with mine.
Eesh.
It can be kind of weird.
No, I don't. Please. Can you?
But it's not that weird.
I probably don't do the same thing with my hands that you're doing with your hands. Trust me. You and your double entendres. Go ahead. Work your way out of that tease.
I wonder if y'all do the same thing with your hands that I do with mine.
It was a simple question.
Well,
I use
nothing
my,
you ask is ever simple, but go on.
I use my hands to do simple body odor test throughout the day. Do you do the same?
You use your hands to do simple body odor tests throughout the day.
Yeah.
On yourself or on others?
Yes, on myself, not on others.
Do you have a problem with body odor?
Well, I think we all wonder if we smell. And when you think you smell yourself, you have ways of checking, or at least I do.
I rub my mustache and see if there's food left in the goatee or beard or whatever I have on that day.
Okay.
I mean, I'll just see if, and I'll go wash my face and I'll say, okay, well, it's gone. I mean,
As we're moving into the warmer months, you know, sweat becomes more of a problem. Mm-hmm. And
very afraid of where you're going to go with
this. I'm not going to go anywhere. Well, it may be a little weird to you, but
you're taking your fingers to check different parts of your body for odor.
And here lately,
I wonder why I'd be nervous.
Here lately, I've been checking my mouth because, you know, I had the tooth problem.
You mean when your teeth fell out right here on the show?
The bridge, yeah. Three teeth.
That was a tooth problem for me.
Yeah.
Watching it happen, I had to avert my eyes.
It wasn't so much for me because it didn't hurt. It's not bleeding. Yeah. It wasn't anything. Whatever. It's just it came undone. Ugh. So I've been checking around different places who can do it and trying to figure out. So I'm trying to figure out where I want to go to have this repaired.
Hold on. Don't you have a dentist?
He retired. And so I have another dentist, God. But the cost is inside. Real prohibitive.
He made him retire?
He looked inside. Yeah, Kim's mouth. It says,
I'm done.
No.
I've got to get out.
So I've got
her teeth fall out right on the radio. What kind of business, you know, promotion is that for me?
Yeah, stock went way down.
Did he text you to say, please don't say my name. I promise I'll retire if you just don't say my name.
No. He retired before, you know, he put this in, but it was
Hey, Kim,
like
I'm making jokes over here, Kim.
I know.
Okay?
I know.
You answer me like I'm not speaking rhetorically. I love that.
No, I know
no,
you
no,
are.
No. What he did was he retired well yeah. before this happened.
So my new dentist, it's prohibitive. I mean, it's really expensive. So we're trying to figure out, you know,
well,
how's the best way to fix it.
Then find a new dentist.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm calling and getting different places. But in the meantime, I have this one tooth in the back, which I told you all about, that they could not save, as she said. We cannot save that tooth, so I have to have it pulled and I have to have some, other teeth.
What does this have to do with fingering body odor?
Well, I'm
going to
tell you, because that tooth is still back there. I'm like, I wonder if it smells. And so,
can you taste it?
No, but everyone's. But
then
I'm afraid.
Smell to whom?
But I'm. Well, to anybody. You know how sometimes you talk to somebody and their breath smells.
Yeah, like
and,
that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I don't know if mine does or not. So I would sort of take my tongue and dig around in it.
Oh, my God.
And then take my tongue and go up to my nose and sniff it. You know,
you took your tongue
and dig around in the tooth
to
a
your nose.
Bit, you know, scrape it around and then
do
go.
Do you believe that your tongue is going to smell badly
after I dig around in that tooth or on the
God.
Surface of it?
Are
I
you
thought,
just?
I did.
I like.
You've never done this. If you have a tooth that has something wrong with it, you've never like rubbed it around on it and then go to see if it smells.
Yeah, I wish you could see this, people. She literally has her tongue as close to her nose as possible.
I bet there's people who have had dental stuff that they've done this. I can't be the only person who's ever done this.
Some sort of rot in your mouth that is causing your breath to stink that bad, you're going to taste that. You don't need to take your tongue and try to touch your nose with it. Are you really doing this?
Yeah. But then I wasn't smelling anything, I was like, what
does
if
your girl Jen, the handmaiden, have anything to say by text about you right now?
I don't know.
I'm sure
she does.
I'd like her to say something because she's,
But then I decided.
Chief apologist.
But then I decided, well, my tongue is moist and everything. So I took my finger. I thought, that's dry.
Okay.
And
right.
so I took my
All
finger
right.
and I did across the tooth like All this right. and then brought it out. And I go, well, okay. I don't smell anything. Okay. So it must be okay.
I think I'm going to barf.
But I thought, that's what I'm doing to be sure it doesn't smell. So I don't think my breath smells, but I'm real conscious
How
of it.
How about you just ask one of us, hey.
Because then I'd have to breathe on you. And I don't think that's right to do on anybody. So I'm just real conscious of it.
If somebody asks you to check their breath,
Because you have to kind of go up to them and go,
You would ask first.
Well, I asked my husband. And he says it doesn't, but...
Would you do that? You would just breathe on people? But I do it for my husband.
Yeah, I did ask him finally. But up until that time, I was just kind of going around on that. But I do that in other places, too, on my body.
Okay. with your tongue?
But after the game... But after the game, I want to talk about body odor a little bit.
You haven't been?
Well, tooth odor.
We have to sit through another segment?
I have some questions. If you don't want to sit through another segment, we don't have to. But I do have some questions about our body odor obsession.
Seems like you're obsessed with it.
Maybe a little.
Okay. This is the weirdest segment we've done all week.
If you don't want to do it, we don't have to talk about it.
No, I wouldn't dare stand in your way.
We don't have to.
Knoxville Radio's history will be made in our next segment. You watch. We'll be back. Hey, we got Her versus Him, Mark versus Kim. As we welcome our two contestants to the game, one named Joy and one named Joey. Joey and Joy. It would only be better if Kim's cousin Joel were here, who she insists is pronounced Joel.
Joel.
Joel, Kim, not Joel. J-O-E-L, like the artist known as Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Not Billy Joel.
Joel.
Hello, Joy.
Hi.
Hello, Joey.
Good morning.
Joel. Billy Joel. Here's what you're playing for today, Joey and Joy.
Four tickets to Zoo Knoxville. Now is a great time to get your kids ages 4 to 10 signed up for summer camp at Zoo Knoxville, where they'll have a great time with human and animal friends. Register today at zooknoxville.org.
When do we get your cousin Joel on so we can make sure he knows his name is being pronounced on this radio show as Joel?
Well, he knows it. We've called him that for years.
Joel?
Joel.
Really?
It's like when his mom calls him Joel. Joel.
Well,
everybody calls him something different.
Oh, that's what it is now.
It's kind of like my Uncle Ireland, whose name is Ireland. Everybody calls it something different. Yeah.
What can we call you? That's the question.
All the things you've called me through all the years.
Oh, have I? Have I?
Yeah. I'll answer to anything.
As long as you don't call her late for dinner.
That's right.
All right. Who goes first today?
Well, I handed you my list, so the boys go first. So Joy, not to be confused with Joy. Are you ready?
Wait, who are you saying?
Joey.
Joey. That's,
are you ready?
That's the boy, right?
I am ready.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Okay. The clock should be ticking.
Go.
Well, the clock's not ticking.
Go.
Give us a second here. We're having internet connection. Hold on. Okay. All right. It's working now. All right. Give me a ready, set, go again.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Okay. This is when you get together with a bunch of people and you think and you think and you think. And it's called this. It's
brainstorm.
Yes. This is ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. It's a big
thing. Bullfrog.
Yes. When you have information about somebody and you threaten to use it on them, you are trying to...
Blackmail.
Yes. Blackmail. This is one of our favorite candy bars. I think Bart Simpson was one of the people that was a spokesperson.
Butterfinger.
Yes. An attaché is one of these styles. You carry it in your hand and it's got all of your papers in it. You know, your business papers and stuff like that. And you
portfolio?
It's another word. The old-fashioned word. You just it had locks on it. You
Never
open
keeper.
No, dude. It's like a businessman will carry this.
All right, briefcase.
Yes, very good. If you keep acting like this, Joey, I'm going to slap you across the face, not with the front, so I'll be giving you, it's a tennis.
Backhand.
Yes, he knows that. This is when the kids will go off to sleep. We call that.
Bedtime.
Yes. A Scottish instrument that you squeeze and then. Yes. Cat makes these and they push dirt forward and they, big, huge. Shovel in the front. It's a big
bulldozer.
You gonna give it to him?
He said it before the buzzer ran out.
There you go. Scoremaster Steve.
All right, that is none for Joey.
Good job.
And there is none that Joey can steal.
Yeah, because you got them all.
Who?
Joy.
Not to be confused with Joey.
Joy and Joy.
That's hard. Joy and Joy.
And your cousin?
Joel.
Oh, now it's Joel. Oh,
well, I'm trying to say it the way you said it. Joel.
Well, how do you say it?
Joel.
Dumbest thing. All right.
I'm sure I've done something dumber.
Nope. Nope. That's it. All right, because everything you do is perfect.
Joy, we've got our work cut out for us.
There's your list.
Yeah, we do.
Gotta get 10 to win. Are you ready? Joey, are you ready?
Yep.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Extraterrestrial. He ate Reese's Pieces. We loved it as kids. The movie. Do you know?
E.T.
Yes. This is the phone company. It's also a phone provider.
AT&T.
Yes. This is another phone provider, and it has like Tennessee. Think of Tennessee, and then what we call our cell phones. Another word
T-Mobile.
For T-Mobile. Yes. This is he uses a lot of. It's a musician, and he uses a lot of the thing that makes his voice sound different. Also think of the letter for Tennessee, and then also if you're hurt, another word for hurt. Gosh.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we'll skip that for now. He was a well-known quarterback for UT, and he also coached at UT for a while, and his son plays football.
Peyton Manning?
No. Think about the one we've been going through, the theme here that we've been doing. Okay, we'll skip that for now, too. You're going to play golf, and you have a certain period that you need to start. So
tee
you
time.
Have, yes. This is the big university that's here on in Knoxville.
UT?
Yes. This is the popular celebrity site that you go to get your celebrity news.
Oh, Scoremaster Steve!
Joy was able to get 5, but it's not enough.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just not doing it for the girls lately. E.T., AT&T, T-Mobile, T-Pain, T-Martin was the quarterback. T-Time we got, UT, TMZ is what we were working on, T-Pot, and Booker T. Washington.
Hey, everybody, all the T's I can think of.
All the T's. We didn't spill the tea, because I know you don't like to do that.
I don't even know
what
that means.
You hate that phrase. You know, spill the tea.
I know what it means. I'm trying to ignore you. Look at her. She's so hurt today.
I'm not hurt. I'm not
hey, who are we dismissing? Joey or Joey? Which one?
Joy. Joy.
Joey, congratulations. Off you go to Zoo Knoxville, brother. Yes, sir.
Well, apparently I am the only one that takes my finger and sticks it on a tooth and then smells my tongue.
Smells your finger, you mean?
My finger, and then also sticks my tongue in my tooth and puts it up to my nose and smells that as well.
How many rotten teeth do you have? This is even a thing that you'd noticed yourself?
No, just the one.
And now you wanted to go on about where else you rub your finger on to smell things?
Well, our hands in general, because there was an article that I ran across online that says we've all become obsessed with our body smells. And we can tell that by, you know, have you heard about Lumi and Mando, the full body deodorants and stuff?
Do I look like a full body deodorant kind of guy to you? Something named Lumi?
Yeah, Lumi. It started with Lumi.
Honey, can you jump online and buy me some Lumi?
Well, I bought some. It started with Lumi, and now there's Mando, which is made by the same company. And you've heard the secret commercials, I know.
Commando? As in without underwear? Is that for man?
Mando, it's what it's called. So, but it's the same company. And I know you've heard the secret commercials, because we play them here. And it talks about how, can I even spray it? And yes, you can.
On my pits and my
beep. You know, bits, pits, you know, all those
anything
things.
Anything that rhymes with bits and pits.
Yeah, you know.
Why would you spray them on those?
Because people are afraid they smell. And so we have become
never had a problem with smelly beeps.
Well, I can't reach them to my nose, so I don't know if I do or not. I don't think I do. But, you know, we all worry about it.
Oh, my God. Some can.
Well.
I've seen it.
Well, I guess so.
It's possible.
But, I mean, we're all obsessed with removing every sign of body odor, and that can't be healthy.
What do you mean it can't be healthy?
Removing every sign of body odor? I mean, don't we smell for a reason?
What's the reason we smell?
I don't know, but it has to be a reason. There has to be a reason we smell. And so and you talked about, like, in the olden times, that one of the things we would notice if we were to time travel back into olden times,
right?
That the first thing we would notice is that it doesn't smell.
Yeah, because sanitation and people bathe much less frequently. Yeah, it's an offensive odor. That's why we get rid of it. People don't like the smell of body odor. Are you surprised by that?
No, I'm not.
Well, then what's the problem?
A problem that it's a problem that we want to get rid of all of it, because the experts are saying, this article I found says that we shouldn't want to get rid of everything because we're getting rid of all the germs and everything. I'm saying that you are right. That you are right.
About what this time?
Because we need some kind of germs, some kind of smell, some kind of things to help us be healthy.
I'm crazy, but she finds it in some random internet article. Oh, well.
I know. We bathe too much. I agree. I bathe every other day and sometimes every third day if I don't stink to beat the band. So why don't you believe me when I say things?
Because I have to find an article that says it's true.
Because I don't know anything.
No, I don't say that. You know a lot of things.
Because Lord knows I would have not maybe possibly gotten to that article before you.
Well, this is a new article.
Oh, yeah? Because this stuff has never hit the internet before? That is so that you should bathe every other day is good to have some stuff on our body to keep us.
I still haven't found the one that says every third day, though. So I'm still, jury's still out on that.
Look, I don't want to hear from you showering three times a day. All right, three times a day, you're just nuts. Okay. Every second or third day, every other or a third day is actually okay. It's actually okay. If you're not smelling and you don't, if you don't stink, then why would you need to bathe? If you've not sweated or you're not stinking, taking that shower on that third day is not the worst thing in the world. There are worse things.
Oh, I know there are worse things.
Okay, it's not the worst thing.
But when we bathe also, we don't have to sanitize and all those other things that we're doing with the full body stuff.
You swipe everything with Lysol wipes.
I still do that in here.
Well, then
I just don't do it when you're here.
Why?
Because you fuss about it.
But now you're on my side?
No, I still sanitize in here. Not every day.
Oh, how about every third day? If, in fact, we hadn't lost our internet connection this morning, I'd be playing that March Madness theme and call it Mark Madness, but literally I don't have access to anything that we store online. So
everybody hear it in their heads.
Oh, I can play the football theme.
You know, it's not that different.
Monday Night Football theme, you want that? I don't have it anymore. All right, so Mark Madness.
It's the final round of Mark Madness.
So, yeah, behind my back, of course, where everything else happens, they collected all of my ridiculous overused catchphrases and said,
overused?
Yeah? Oh, yeah? Let's stick these in his face. And see how he likes it, because he's been sticking it in our face all these years with all these ridiculous catchphrases.
But people love your catchphrases.
I wouldn't say that.
I would.
Well,
it's been fun.
You're feeling very magnanimous this morning, seeing that we've all caught you saying Joel again.
You didn't catch me. You said it, and I said it again. It's how I say it.
I want your cousin Joel on the phone. I want you to call him Joel to his face.
Joel.
His name is Joel. There's nobody that says the word Joel other than Joel. Maybe Joel, you know, like you say oil.
Yeah.
Oil. You change your oil.
Oil.
You put some oil on it. Never mind. Maybe next year, if we ever do this again, Joel will be on the list. There were some honorable mentions that didn't make the top 16, like Squappity. I think I made up that word 25 years ago.
I know, like, I've heard it as long as I've known you.
Cross eyes. Oh, look at those eyes. They're awful squappity.
Knock them squappity.
Knock those eyes squappity on you.
Mm-hmm.
Loosen your jaw for you. That didn't make it. What else? Whole lot to do today. Whole lot to talk about.
Yep. Mm-hmm. One of the first things you say every morning.
Every morning. Let's see here. Oh, hot mess Hansards didn't make it. I came up with a hot mess Hansards. Mm-hmm. That's a catchphrase.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one to end all catchphrases, by the way.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have a show.
Well, I'm sure you'd manage.
All right, so here's the 16 down to number one, Mark Madness, overused phrases.
Not overused.
Number 16, I don't dance anymore because I got married. It's just a statement of fact. It's not really a catchphrase. I don't dance.
But you say it a lot.
Because you dorks are always coming at me with a camera trying to get me to dance, and then you'll even move the phone to make it look like I'm dancing.
You know, if you just dance once.
Just once.
I probably wouldn't come at you all the time.
I did dance once. How do you think I got married? It's a mating ritual. I'm mating.
When he talks about that, don't you see him with feathers or something? Yeah, you know, it's like a peacock, you know?
As in Drew Peacock?
Yeah.
Number 15, you know, I got those ninja hands.
Yeah.
Number 14, what? It's a good death.
Mm-hmm.
Number 13, what's the temperature today? Today it's going to be 65 fun loving degrees, everybody. I got to get everybody out of there.
You always tend to combine those.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
So fun loving degrees with number 13. Number 12, get off my phone and don't ever call again.
dripping with sarcasm because I don't mean it. Number 11, don't get me started. If we talk about anything, you know, to do with them kids, don't get me started.
Them kids.
You know those kids.
Not those kids.
Not all kids are Gen Z.
We know about them.
Not all kids are Gen Z kids, but you Gen Z kids know who you are. Number 10, well, that's just bullsh. As opposed to saying BS.
Yeah.
I just say bullsh.
I'm really kind of surprised that one didn't make it further.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number 9, buffoonery. Anything to do with them Hansards? It's all buffoonery. Mm-hmm. It's all buffoonery. Led by head ignoramus himself. Wreck-It Ralph. Love him.
The buffoonery starts from the head down.
And it rots from the head down. Number 8, let's go baby woo. Number 7, you know, I went to high school with Sandra Bullock. Not that I've ever brought that up before. Is number 7.
Many, many times.
Number 7 on the list is with all the votes it got. Number 6, everybody. Number 5, you know, I will take you down to Chinatown. I offered that this morning.
You did.
I offered to take you down to Costco.
And then take you down to Chinatown.
And then take you down to Chinatown. I'll take you to the Costco just to take you down to Chinatown. Right. Mm-hmm.
For all to see.
Number 4, where I live, where doesn't seem anyone else wants to live, out there on Mark Island.
Yeah, I thought that'd
right,
be closer to
right in the
to
middle
it.
Of the Tennessee mm-hmm. River, Mark Island. Well, number 4 is not bad.
No, it's not, but I mean, it would be right
well,
in there.
There's others that, you know, I say that, I guess, resonate more. Like number 3, don't California my Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who pays attention sees what's happening in California. You can move here, but don't bring your California to my Tennessee. And I'll even say our Tennessee. Because it is our Tennessee, and I don't want anything like that coming this way, because it's nastiness. Number 2. Number 2. All right, here we go. Do you want a drum roll? We need a drum roll.
Yeah, please.
I actually have real sound effects.
Oh, well, we were giving them to you.
No, you were giving it to all right. Number 2, second most vote getter in Mark Madness is... Okay! Which, of course, makes number 1... Mark Madness, overused phrase, and today I retire it forever.
Oh, no, you don't.
No, it can't.
People.
Yes!
Woo! And, of course, they're usually from... California.
Yeah.
God, pay attention to what's happening in California. And then you'll have it tattooed on your forehead. Don't California my Tennessee. Don't get me started. No. But I will say this. Let's go, baby. Woo. Let's go, baby. Woo.
Okay, now here's a fun hypothetical. Hypothetical, Mark. Do you hear that?
I don't sports bet.
Okay, this is not sports.
I can't enjoy sports if I sports bet. Now, I'll do a fantasy football league.
This is not sports. It's a hypothetical, so get your mind in the hypothetical mindset.
I have to every time I walk into this room.
My life is hypothetical.
My life in here has to be hypothetical.
Would you rather have a 100% chance of winning $1 million
mm-hmm.
or a 75% chance of winning $100 billion?
Because I know I could do a lot with a million. I'll take the million.
So you're not high risk. You're going to take the 100% chance of winning $1 million.
Will I take a chance to win $100 million or a guaranteed $1 million? I'm going to take a guaranteed $1
million. So you're low risk.
Hold on. Are the taxes involved in this?
Oh, gosh, stop. Just stop. It's very simple. It's
what?
Just, would you rather have a 100%
clear?
Chance of winning $1 million? That's all there is. That we don't have.
Why are you yelling?
You're making it cloudy. Just go with... A simple hypothetical.
I answered the hypothetical, then I asked about taxes.
We're not talking taxes. We're not talking taxes.
Don't you have tax concerns about, you know, winnings and stuff like that?
He doesn't have tax concerns on anything.
This is true.
Income, anything else.
Now, which would you rather do?
I'll take the safe bet every time.
Really?
Yeah, every time.
If someone's going to hand you $1 million, you could make $1 million last you the rest of your life.
Yes.
You can actually do that.
Well, I'm going for the 75% chance of winning $100 billion.
Is it 100 billion or 100 million? You said 100 million the first time.
No, 100
time.
Billion. I said B with a B. A billion with a B.
What'd she say?
I think it was million.
She said 100 million.
We're going to have to go back and listen.
So wait a minute.
You have a 100% chance of winning $1 million or a 75% chance of winning 100 billion. So it's a 1 in 4 chance.
Well, when you said 100 million, I thought that was this may change the odds. This may change it.
It doesn't change the odds. It's still a 75% chance.
The odds of me taking the bet.
Okay.
$100 billion?
Yes.
Which means I could own sports teams?
Mm-hmm.
Which is like the thing? I'd have to own my sports team, though. Either one of them. 75% chance of $100 billion.
Mm-hmm. 1 in 4.
But you could lose.
Yeah. Although it'd be a great story. Like a good death is a good story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had only a 25% chance that I wouldn't get $100 billion. And guess who didn't get $100 billion?
I was this close.
Right.
See, I'm going for the 75.
I could sell that story for $1 million, so I'll take the wager.
Because you're going to get $1 million either way.
I'll get $1 million when I sell my book for, you wouldn't believe how much of an idiot I am for walking away from a guaranteed $1 million for the chance at $100 billion at a 75, 3 out of 4 chance for $100 billion.
It's a lot.
Isn't it?
It is.
I'm taking the chance every time.
Yeah, I guess I am too.
Well, someone polled
100 billion, yes.
Someone polled over 1,500 people.
And we know how painful that can be.
Yeah. Most chose the 1 in 4 chance for 100 billion.
Yeah. 100 billion is life changing.
Even though yeah.
How odd. This is weird. Donations to Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith's charity virtually disappeared after the Oscar slap a couple of years ago. People stopped donating money to the Will and Jada charity after they played out the way that they did?
I'm not shocked at all.
A source claims that Will and Jada were winding down the foundation anyway.
Oh, how convenient.
And wanted to concentrate on personal, charitable donations instead.
They should have been focusing on their personal life.
Records show that in recent years, the foundation gave thousands to shady mental health organizations and spent funds on office equipment, computers, and, quote, bank overdraw fees.
Really?
Yeah, charities. Charities. I'm telling you right now, beware the charities. Make sure that you do your research on the overhead and the amount of your charitable donation that is actually going to charity. Yeah. And there's a list of them online. You can find them. And if you research enough, you can make sure that you're not donating money to the Will and Jada Smith, How Do We Enrich Ourselves Family Vacation Fund. Okay? Yeah.
Do now, your due diligence, that's for sure.
Due diligence.
Due diligence.
That's what I did before I dated a girl named Jill. Mm. I did my due diligence, only to find out, well, never mind. Don't get me started.
No.
Here it is.
All you people want is more, 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 more. Give me.
More.
Well, I think yesterday I went on a bit of a Costco rant. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I did or not. Did I do that?
Did I do that? Mm-hmm, you did.
Did I do that? You know, feeling some kind of way about my favorite store. Now my other favorite store is in the news. And I'd like to share this story with you under the headline, Companies Make Me Laugh. Companies make me laugh because companies are run by people, you know, people, the word of the year,
the 2024 Mark Madness champion.
That's right. People. McDonald's to sell Krispy Kreme donuts nationwide. And so you think, okay, here's the announcement. They're going to have Krispy Kreme donuts. I guess they're not going to have to make them because they'll be delivered to the store. They're not going to have like a hot now sign on the front of the McDonald's.
That's what I assume.
They're not going to. No, it's like, you know, you go, if you want Krispy Kreme donuts, you generally have to go to Krispy Kreme. Now, there are some grocery stores that sell them.
And some convenience stores, too.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. That's fair enough. I get that.
They're boxed. They're ready. You pick them up. You go.
And I think when McDonald's tried the whole breakfast all day thing, they realized, ooh, we're not set up for this. I don't think they still do it. I think they completely dropped.
No, I'd actually went to one the other day hoping to get breakfast at about 12, 1 o'clock. And yeah, they didn't have it at all.
No breakfast.
I think they found out it's a lot more work than they thought. Something about changing the grill and you have to have extra cook spaces.
There's all sorts of stuff that they didn't think about.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read the story to you. And there's a couple of buzzwords on here that might make me flip my lid.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm going to tell you straight up, you know that McDonald's has always meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
It was significant in my youth.
You used to eat there 2 or 3 times a day, didn't you?
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, I've been very bad lately. I've been hankering
for double cheeseburgers.
But you've not been going, have you? I mean, you've lost weight.
I have been going. That's the point I'm making. I have been pounding on the weight lately. I'm up to, I think I've gained a pound in the last couple of 3 weeks. Then I pooped and I was fine. No, I there was a shirt I put on the other day. I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks, McDonald's. Yeah, I'm a bit addicted right now in the app. See, you told me, go get the app, get the app. You,
because you can save,
ruined my life. Would I rather save pounds or a few dollars? The 20% that I click on most days to get my, whether I get the two sausage burrito combo meal or I get the cheeseburger and a medium Diet Coke, foregoing the fries. But the problem is, oh, a 29-cent double cheeseburger, but you have to get six nuggets as well.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's only a 29-cent cheeseburger if you buy nuggets also.
Well, see, so, I use the app for my large sugar-free vanilla iced coffee.
Which is disgusting.
I love it.
Disgusting.
But see, I'm not a real coffee person.
Their iced coffee is horrible.
Well, and I like it.
I'm a damn aficionado.
So I can get, well, you are, but I'm not. So well, I like it for 89 cents as opposed to $1.29 or whatever. Right. I mean, so
but
for
I would
me,
rather
it's worth it.
Save That's pounds and my health and the rest of my life than getting my 20% off. That's usually the deal that's available to me in my app. Unless, of course, I get the 29-cent cheeseburger, which, of course, comes with six nuggets, which, of course, comes with dipping sauce, which is all straight to my hips.
In what you order, you know.
Thank you, Kim.
Well, I'm just saying.
Whole point of this exercise, it's all that I'm ordering McDonald's food way too often because I'm addicted to it.
Well, I wasn't sending you to order that, but.
The point I'm making is that I'm going to read you this story. And it's just. Three flavors of Krispy Kreme donuts will be delivered to McDonald's restaurants daily. As a part of the expanding partnership, the original glazed, the chocolate iced with sprinkles, and chocolate iced cream filled will be available individually or in boxes of six. So imagine now, beyond just boxes that you could stack up in an area, you're going to have a tray. You're going to have trays everywhere of single individual donuts.
Okay.
All right. So they're going to have to treat that like they would treat anything else. They're going to have to find space for it. They're going to have, and I would assume if they're going to have it individual sold, you think they're going to be warm, right? They're going to be warm.
I would think.
Right.
I would hope.
Well, they should be because
I don't want a cold one.
No.
You know, let's be honest. While the hot and now glazed Krispy Kreme donut is manna from heaven.
Yeah.
The not hot yet glazed straight out of the box after it's been sitting there all day, pretty damn good itself.
Oh, they're still right. Amazing.
I ain't sneezing on it.
Still amazing.
Not as good as a hot.
I'm not sleeping on it. Sorry, I shouldn't sneeze on it nor sleep on it.
I'm not going to hand it back to him.
I'm not going to give it back just because it's not exactly hot.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
But it being warm, like under a light or whatever they do, I would want it.
Right. The sweet treats will be sold for breakfast and last throughout the day because you know how well breakfast for dinner went over at McDonald's. Not very well. While supplies last, the phased rollout will begin and be nationwide by the end of 2024. No. 2025. No. 2026. You're telling me that there's going to be an In-N-Out burger in Tennessee before there's going to be Krispy Kreme at McDonald's? You're telling me that in 2024, in April, excuse me, March of 2024, McDonald's won't be implementing Krispy Kreme donuts until the end of 2026. It's like when you hear like a government program or something. We hope that by the year 2052, blah, 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 this money will, you know. Oh, my God. You're telling me that you can't get a delivery driver on a daily basis at Krispy Kreme delivering donuts to the McDonald's before 2026?
Well, maybe,
before 2026, you're telling me that you need 2.5 years to roll out Krispy Kreme donuts at McDonald's. Now, it's not me jonesing for Krispy Kreme at McDonald's. It's not that. This segment started as companies make me laugh.
Yeah.
Okay? If you're announcing it, you should have the implementation in progress. It should be in.
Like
by the way,
there.
The announcement is here. Because, you know, Wendy's did something recently. Wendy's did something recently. Scrolling. Cinnabon pull-aparts. Now available at Wendy's.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you like Cinnabon? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Cinnabon pull-aparts available at Wendy's.
Available
and they announced it
And guess what they did? They put it on the menu.
Oh, that's good. Oh.
Yeah. Wendy's did that.
So we can get those now.
McDonald's says they'll be rolled out nationwide by the end of 2026. I don't even think I'll be alive in 2026.
Well, I hope
so. Thus, they're implementing and it's not like they're going to, they're not building a Krispy Kreme factory, an assembly line or whatever
at McDonald's.
They're
going to have them delivered.
You're telling me you can't figure this out?
Well, maybe it goes back to, I mean, I know this sounds ridiculous too, because it's like you said, they have to have some way to warm them. They have to have some place to store them. I mean, but are they building on to every McDonald's just to have these donuts?
The funniest thing also about this story is I love corporate speak. You know, if companies would just, the people that put out statements, if they would just speak to us, just say words that we understand in a way in which we understand them. Because as I'm down here at the Wendy's part of this article about implementing the Cinnabon pull-aparts, here's what Wendy's CEO Kirk Tanner said on the earnings call in February about Wendy's breakfast.
Okay.
Wendy's breakfast day part is one of the most compelling levers when considering sales growth and margin acceleration opportunities. How about you say, you know, we're trying to get more money. We're trying to sell some stuff that you might buy.
Cut to it.
Wendy's is like, what, number 4 or 5 in burger chains?
Yeah.
We just want you to come to Wendy's. How about that, CEO Kirk Tanner? Kirk Tanner.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably from California. You know.
Sounds like it.
Wendy's, Dave, you know, started a Regus restaurant back in the day, rolling in his effing grave right now with statements like, the breakfast day part at Wendy's is one of the most compelling levers when considering sales growth and margin acceleration opportunities. And then that you companion that with what McDonald's has to say about Krispy Kreme donuts being at McDonald's. As they tested this in 160 McDonald's restaurants in Kentucky, the expanded test will help us learn more about operational impact on a larger scale as we explore customer demand. Y'all want Krispy Kreme? Fine, we'll have some Krispy Kreme. Y'all like that Krispy Kreme donut? We'll put it on the line here at McDonald's.
We'll make it easier for you to get it.
I mean, they. I love when people have to justify what they do for a living by speaking in terms like anybody that handles a celebrity. Oh. We've run into those. Oh. I've run into those my
They're
whole career.
The worst.
They're the funniest thing to watch. The managers, the road crew, anybody that has to deal with a celebrity and the way in which they, oh my God, it's so McDonald's, Wendy's, by 2026, they can't roll that out by the end of this week.
They should be able to.
How about this? We'll give them through April 2024.
Exactly.
You don't think you could? I could. You know what I could do today? I could fill up the damn Lexus with a bunch of Krispy Kreme donuts, and I'll drive it over to McDonald's on Cedar Bluff, and guess what? Krispy Kreme donuts. Give me $1 billion. Give me $1 billion. So I just wanted to go on about companies that make me laugh one more time, because it's the meetings. It's the meetings. It's like, all right, we're thinking about Krispy Kreme donuts at McDonald's. How should we implement this? Oh, we should take our time. We want to make sure
everything's right.
We want to make sure that we pull all the impact levers and make sure that we marginalize all the other profit tiers of income and earnings and blah, blah. Shut up. Shut up. That's my new catchphrase. Shut up. Well, we don't use shut up on this
now
show.
Now that our kids are all grown
up. We don't say that. We don't say shut up in our house.
Now.
Oh, your son dropping F-bombs all over the place.
Not all over the place. No.
Shut up. We don't say shut up in our house as she kneeled down next to her son. We don't say shut up in this house. So, nonetheless, just in those, I want to be the devil's advocate in every one of these meetings. Fly me in and I'll tell you how stupid you are. I will. Costco.
You're idiots.
Costco, I'm sorry, what now? You want to sell me expired food that's got mold all over. Oh, wait till I bring that back to the Costco today. Oh, I'm slamming.
I thought you were taking it yesterday.
Well, you know, I need to let more mold grow.
Has it been riding around in your car all this time?
It has been. It's packaged. I couldn't get there yesterday. I had things come up. I couldn't get there.
Oh my gosh.
I had things come up. So, but I have the receipt and it shows that I bought it on Sunday and it's now Wednesday with the date of May 24th on it.
Completely. It's written around in my car for 3 days.
It doesn't matter.
They return anything. You don't even need a receipt. But I'm slamming that thing on the counter. I might even make them eat it the way they made me eat it.
Yeah. Here, you want a sample?
Yeah, you remember when I had a sample? I had the sample the other day, and now I'm afraid this is what I've eaten. So, Kelly at the counter here, I'd like you to take a bite.
I'm going to bring up something here in a second.
Oh, you're changing the subject.
Talking about Wendy's. No, while you were talking about Wendy's, you were talking about how it was fourth, fifth, sixth, whatever, in the lineup of fast foods or whatever. When was the last time, or have you ever heard anybody say, Wendy's is my favorite fast food?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Have you heard it?
I have. Absolutely. And and I'll go through my phase. I'll go through phases. We went through a Burger King phase when
I love Burger King.
Royal Chicken Wraps. You're sleeping on their Whopper.
Love the Whopper.
And forgotten about their Whopper.
But I haven't had it in a long time.
My hopeful future son-in-law, is with my daughter says, you're missing out. You're missing out on Burger King.
No, I love the Whopper. My mom likes them, so I get them for her.
If you like a chicken wrap, they have incredible chicken wraps. If you like a burger, you're sleeping on the damn Whopper, or you've forgotten about the Whopper. Mm-mm. But yes, do you not remember the Wendy's triple? The Wendy's triple? The double and the triple?
They have the single, the double, the triple.
And the square burgers and the more napkins and where's the beef?
Yeah.
There was a time.
I remember all that.
There was a Wendy's time. Now, granted, it may not be now. But there was a Wendy's time, and Wendy's was rolling for a while. They did, they've done, different things to try to get you to come in, like the fries that they would cut with the skin still on.
Yeah.
And those were good. But, you just sometimes I go through phases.
The Frosty. I mean, if I've gone, the last time I went to a Wendy's I went for a Frosty.
You know, it's just a thick milkshake.
I know it, but it's good.
It's just.
With the fries, too.
It's just soft serve ice cream.
I don't get their fries. Just the Frosty.
Hold on. Are you telling me that you don't buy fries when you get your Frosty?
No.
You don't put your fries in your Frosty?
No.
Hold on. I know everybody else does. So you know it's a thing then?
Oh, I know it's a thing.
Because there's a chance you may not know it's an actual thing.
No, I know it's a thing.
But I know, but you though sometimes don't know of things.
I know it's a thing.
You know.
And I've tasted it and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to go for something like that, I want the Frosty because I'm an ice cream person. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to go, that's what I go for is the Frosty.
All right. Well, what else were you bringing up?
You were talking about things. Stupid things people do. There's been a fake parking ticket found on a car in Knoxville. And you think, okay, it's a fake parking ticket. You know it's fake. Well, no.
Well, if you don't get a lot of parking tickets, you may not know it's fake.
Well,
I'm sure it looks probably pretty official.
It does. It looks real official.
Then how would you know it's fake?
Did you hear about this?
No.
Okay, everything looks official. There is, it's one of the official insignias of the Knoxville Police Department, but it's not the one that they actually have on their parking tickets, but you wouldn't know.
Like the insignia they use when they send you you've run through a stoplight light ticket that looks like a KPD. If you don't pay attention, it looks like a KPD logo.
I don't know.
You've run red lights.
Well, but that doesn't come from the KPD, though.
No, what I'm saying is you say this is an official looking, but not real.
Yeah.
Logo. I'm saying it's very similar to the red light tickets. They have a seal on there that looks like a KPD seal, but it's not.
Well,
it's
is one that the KPD does actually use for something else, but it's not the one on their parking tickets. But everything else on the ticket is like the KPD parking ticket. I mean, it looks very, very official, right down to the address that they have you send real parking ticket money to, right down to the websites and everything. But
it's not like the fake lottery ticket where it says you may redeem this prize at your mama's house.
No, yeah, really.
Doesn't say that at the end of that.
No.
But wouldn't they have an address or something where they want you to send money to?
That's what I thought. I thought, how stupid is somebody and why are you doing this? Because they say,
well, hold on. Is there an online area? Do they have a website?
But it's the same website that the KPD has on their official parking tickets. And I'm like, okay, so if somebody's doing this to get money sent to them instead of the KPD, then why do they have the official P.O. box? Why do they have the official KPD number?
Or maybe this is a prank and someone is getting people's reactions when they see a parking ticket on their vehicle. Are you sure this is not part of some sort of major prank? Because, I mean, you're reading a story, so what's the...
Well, the KPD says it's very well done, except for that insignia. Everything else looks like it, even the listing of the fines, the real things that are on a real citation.
Well, Is somebody saving the KPD money in paper products? I mean, if someone is working hard to get more money, Like, if somebody believes that's a real ticket and sends money into the KPD, they can't complain. Will they complain?
Well, they're saying it's not real, so they would have to send it back or something. So they're saying if you get a parking ticket and you think there's anything untoward about it, call and see, because there's citation numbers on it.
Do you have a picture? May I see this?
Yeah.
Because I don't think I can't tell you the last time I got a parking ticket. Ugh.
So they're saying if anything looks the least weird about it.
That looks like a regular parking ticket.
I know it does. And they said that. And they said you just call and give your number and they can tell you if it's real or not.
How do you know to call if you get this ticket?
That's the thing. I would be saying, oh, well, here's a parking ticket, I guess. Well, and they said also if it's in a place where you know that you're following the rules, you know, like if you're getting a ticket.
I have a question.
Yeah.
About parking.
Yeah.
And parking tickets.
Uh-huh.
And parking meters.
Uh-huh.
With South Gay Street.
Okay.
On the bridge.
Okay.
Backing in.
Yep.
Parking.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, first of all, I always scan for green lights flashing.
Yeah.
Always scan for green lights. You know about that?
Mm-mm.
Look at the parking meters as you're on Gay Street. Anywhere on any of the streets that have parking meters in downtown Knoxville.
Yeah.
Peep the ones that have green flash, which means there's still time on the meter.
Okay.
All right. It's, you know, yeah, it's a nice little bonus, you know. Mm-hmm. I pulled in and I guess there's some that you can do for like a full 8 hours. I've had, you know, multiple hours. If the screen that gives you the options of increasing time once you've placed your credit card in is damaged enough that you cannot see what you're increasing your time to or how much you're spending, which is several of them all over town, but specifically the one I saw and I pulled into for the other day on Gay Street. If that's the case, if it's broken, operational, working.
Still working, but
You can't see the screen. I would say 75 to 80% of it was blacked out from it being damaged for whatever reason. And I would have gotten a ticket if I had not put in my money, but I didn't know how much I was putting in. I just kind of put my card in and I just boop, boop, boop until I, you know, felt, okay, I'm going to be here for another hour. Let me just, I don't know how many beep, boop. I had no idea how much time I had left. No.
You don't know what your boop, boop's in.
I had no how many times I boop, booped. I didn't know what I was putting in there in terms of money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. If, and I did take a picture. Oh, I did take a picture.
That's always smart.
I took a picture of the screen. That way I was going to be able to say, oh, wait a second.
I boop booped, but I don't know how much I booped.
I booped all my money in there, but I don't know. Got to take a lot of pictures. Oh, geez. Will I ever find this? No.
I think it's smart, though, if you have any question to take a picture so you can, you know, say,
there it
hey.
Is. There's your tip of the day. When coming up against a meter that doesn't show you everything that you need to see to increase your time or not increase your time or whatever you want to do, how much money you're putting in, take a picture of that screen, make sure you highlight where it show, you know, make sure your picture shows that it's damaged, and maybe that'll help you get you out of that fake ticket that you're getting from KPD. Well, so do they want people calling on every
ticket? They said if you think there's any question, like if you feel that you've not done anything to get that parking ticket or if it looks any suspicious at all, but according to them, it looks so real that you wouldn't know it looks suspicious.
That doesn't look suspicious. There's nothing suspicious about that ticket.
Exactly. So that, to me, I'm like, what in the world and why would somebody do? That's what my question is. What is the point of somebody doing this?
Unless somehow they're doing it and then standing off to the side or filming you as you're reacting to a parking ticket. Maybe there's a
Was it somebody just doing it to a friend? Because they said there's only been one or two instances of it so far.
It could be a parking vigilante, if you will.
In what way? I mean,
in the sense like they're tired, like they get tickets.
Oh,
and they see other people getting away with it.
How about this? Like similar to what he's saying, people that like imposters, like police imposters who pull people over.
Yeah.
Like they have the, you know, they'll put the light on their car or whatever. Mm-hmm. So there would be a meter maid imposter?
why not?
Like, I mean,
wow. Well, they've gone to a lot of trouble to make it
fake
exactly
meter maid?
Like it is, except for this
a
one
fake meter maid out there. Because what I love, there's a great prank out there where someone has put a note on your car and it says, I'm so sorry, I've bashed your car. Here's my phone number. I had to go. Please call me and we'll settle this with insurance. Well, they've not bashed their car.
There's nothing.
Nothing. And they have the video of the people running around their car looking for
trying to figure out
where did this get hit?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you see people bringing out their phone and calling, and you can't hear them because it's a long distance camera shot. But I'm assuming they're calling a number that probably is a fake number, obviously. Yeah. Or, well, I'll start doing this and I'll put Tyler's number on there.
Oh, God.
Oh,
there you go.
Well, you know, I'm not going to answer anyway if I don't know the number.
Oh, that's true. Pansy. What are you afraid of? I guess when you're running from things, you know, creditors.
Because you answer everybody.
The government. Why would I not answer everybody?
You said that before. I don't answer phones.
Answer the phone.
If I'm expecting somebody, you know, that I don't necessarily know their number, I'll answer, you know, any call. But I don't just answer everybody. I figure if they, you know, they'll leave a message if they need me.
How about you just save yourself? You know what a pain in the ass for me is?
What?
Is that on my phone, I have a notification that pops up. You have voicemail when that happens.
Yeah.
I can't swipe it to the right to get rid of it. It stays on my notifications until I literally go and listen to that damn message. And the messages never really mean anything.
Well, then that's a problem with the phone.
No, it's just the way that Android is set up.
Okay. Yeah, we need to
voicemail. If I left you a voicemail, it may stay in your notifications until you actually go and listen to the voicemail. I don't know. Maybe it's a T-Mobile thing because I'm with T-Mobile. I don't know. Uh-huh. Whatever the case may be. Answer the phone. Uh-huh. Hi. Hello. Yeah. Hi. We're calling from this organization. I'm not interested. Thank you. Boom. Simple. And then block the number. I mean, it's like you guys are so scared.
I'm not scared. I can only speak for myself. I'm not scared.
Is it more of a bother to have to go and clear it from your voicemail?
It's not a problem.
Yeah. It's a problem for me.
All you have to do is go to a little trash can. Boop, boop, boop.
Done.
No, yep. Because I'm listening to actual voicemail, to delete, hit 7. So I have to do all that.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. Just little trash can. Boop.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
A little red.
To delete it.
Isn't it red?
Yeah, red trash can. Boop.
So your voicemail comes up on the screen or something?
It has an interpretation of it.
I could set that up, but I've chosen not.
Transcript.
Answer the phone, you pansies.
Don't have to.
Scaredy cats.
Not afraid.
All right, thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Have a great day, everybody.